This is 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
The very international order that we have gathered here to uphold is being shredded before our eyes. We cannot, we will not, allow President Putin to get away with it.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken called on members of the U.N. Security Council Thursday to send a clear message to Russia that its reckless nuclear threats against Ukraine must stop. Blinken also detailed what he called the mounting evidence of war crimes by Russian forces in Ukraine.
The laws that we have passed with the infrastructure bill and the rescue package and all the rest will serve to enable the training that is necessary for the rebuilding.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said federal funding will help train workers to rebuild Puerto Rico's infrastructure damaged by Hurricane Fiona, which struck the island Sunday. The power grid, which was never fully rebuilt following Hurricane Maria in 2017, is still down in many parts of the island. Hundreds of thousands of residents remain without electricity or water service. The CEOs of America's largest banks appeared before the Senate Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs Committee, where Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown detailed their record profits and widespread consumer abuses.
With those profits and with the taxpayer support you get, come a responsibility to serve your customers in the larger economy. I think you know you don't always hold up your end of the bargain.
Brown noted the bank's promotion of their popular money transfer app, Zelle, and their failure to help customers whose money was stolen in fraudulent transactions. Brown said he expects banks to eliminate overdraft and other fees, much like the Federal Reserve waived overdraft fees for banks during the COVID pandemic. Senator Mazie Hirono spoke of the need for campaign finance reform.
Too many elected officials are no longer answering to the people, but instead to the secret donors and corporations who are funding their campaigns.
Still, Senate Republicans managed to block a bill requiring political groups disclose donors who give $10,000 or more. Donations through so-called dark money groups have increased dramatically since the Supreme Court's Citizens United decision in 2010. The Inspector General for the Labor Department reports more than $45 billion was stolen from the nation's unemployment insurance program set up during the pandemic. Criminals use the Social Security numbers of dead people and people serving federal prison terms to file false jobless claims. And finally, the Treasury and State Departments announced new sanctions on several Iranian security organizations following the arrest and death of a 22-year-old woman accused of violating Iran's strict dress code for women. For Public News Service, I'm Catherine Carley. Find our 8 trust indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.